AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A judge in Pennsylvania has given Bill Cosby a date for trial on sexual assault charges.
The judge indicated he's going to give us some dates for the filing of further motions. He gave a trial date of June 5th. Of 2017.
Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele says he looks forward to trying Cosby.
We're ready for trial. We're ready to go as soon as they give us a date, and we'll be prepared to deal with all the motions that are coming our way.
In the meantime, the House of Representatives has approved legislation outlining a federal bill of rights for survivors of sexual assault.
The House bill would ensure survivors in federal criminal cases have a right to a sexual assault evidence collection kit, to be told of the results, and to be notified in writing before the kit is destroyed. Lawmakers say they're troubled by the number of untested rape kits that remain in the country, despite efforts to reduce a national backlog. The bill heads to the Senate, where similar legislation was approved this spring. Republican Congresswoman Mimi Rogers of California says the federal bill should serve as a model for states. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Two teenagers in Kentucky were killed by a train that ran over them while they were apparently lying on railroad tracks. The boys were 18 years old. A distraught teenager in southwestern Michigan killed himself after fatally shooting another teenager while playing with a handgun in an alley last night in Kalamazoo. The Navajo Nation has announced that Joe Kelwood died yesterday at age 95. Kelwood was a Navajo code talker in the 1st Marine Division. He served during World War II. Hurricane Newton has left one person dead after it slammed into Los Cabos. This is AP Radio News. The curtain is coming down on the Jersey Boys.
Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Jersey Boys is closing after 11 years. Producers say the last performance will be January 15th, after more than 4,600 shows.
Can't take my eyes off of you.
Jersey Boys tells the story of Frankie Valli and his 1960s group, The Four Seasons. It features 20 of their songs. Jersey Boys is the 12th longest-running show in Broadway history. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Rihanna says her new collection for Puma was inspired by Japanese street culture. The pop star launched the autumn-winter 2016 Fenty Puma by Rihanna line today at Foot Locker in New York City. On Wall Street, it was a pretty good day today. The Dow advanced. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.